spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside, spread your wings, and close your eyes, let your love flow. Standing on an endless horizon with our faces.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting in the usual attendance in the saucer pod, which is either more or less perceptible based on the dimensional state I'm inhabiting it in. I've been away from my desk for more than a week and have found that resulted in not much except for all sorts of things I wasn't dealing with before. Well, before I went away from my desk and did not expect to have to deal with when I went away from my desk, and although I came right back to my desk, for the time when I was away from my desk, very little got done because I was trying to do something else, if that makes any sense. Well, it makes all kinds of sense to me, but maybe not so much to everyone else. But with me, you get the vibration, so you don't always have to know what I'm talking about, and neither do I, unless you don't get the vibration, and I really don't know what I'm talking about, but only assume it to be true. In the world in which we live, all of these things can be true at the same time. We're not going to get into that. That can get a little freaky and often pointless, so we'll just let it go by. I've had one of those truly strange periods that take place in my normally very strange existence. A lot of the time, these more than strange interludes occur when I'm trying to do something normal and ordinary. You might not say the actual content of my efforts is normal or ordinary, and that would be true, but the process is, or was. These days, nothing is normal or ordinary. I trace a lot of this back to a few years ago in Italy when I was in a very fine state and experiencing 3 to 4 hour meditations daily, and everything was running right as rain. I kind of look forward to periods like this because there were all these other periods, often longer periods, when all sorts of difficulty would come about, regardless of all my efforts to reach or maintain the period I was in. Out of the blue, all kinds of things came in and destroyed that period, and I've never been able to get back there since. Any amount of good intentions and efforts have come to naught, and often resulted in the opposite of anything I might have wanted to happen. This has pretty much become routine for me. By comparison, I'm sure I'm doing better than a lot of people. I don't lack for any of the basics. I'm in no immediate and present danger of whatever, though I've seen plenty of that. Just not in a while. I'm not troubled or bothered by the things most people get all worked up about or worried about, and I have my invisible friends and a kind of occasional and often temporarily constant assurances that almost anyone would be glad to have. Of course, these things could all be in my head, but they're strikingly real. Positive, often very articulate, and often the sort of thing I wouldn't come up with on my own. Of course, I've had so many weird things happen, often attended by witnesses, that it becomes impossible not to think something is going on, even if I don't know what it is. I'm bringing this up because it usually connects with the listener somehow. I had to take a break from my day in, day out, writing the blogs and other things because I knew I wouldn't be able to finish anything I really needed to get done. I did that and I wasn't able to get anything done. Now, of course, I will be able to accomplish this, or I will find out that under no circumstances will I be allowed to accomplish this. I'm absolutely fine either way. I can come up with another project in 10 minutes, if I don't really, you know, already have a dozen other projects blocked out and waiting for my attention, if I wanted to give it to them. That's not the important thing. Coming up with projects, that is, that well won't run dry. The problem is the cat and mouse game. I'll get into things a little more useful with you shortly. Maybe this is, for all I know, also useful, but it's important that I pass along some of what I have to deal with because it affects a lot of things. What I talk about, why I say it, whether I suddenly decide to stop for a week or month or year, or go in some entirely new direction that may not make the kind of sense people might want from me. If you've got a backstory, it might not be so hard to understand, even if that backstory is pretty incomplete. All of us have our struggles. We wouldn't be here otherwise. So some of us, very, very few of us, have found the continuous nectar of Krishna's presence because the joy of pure service without any concern for reward has finally taken root. Even then, sometimes there's some degree of cat and mouse. Romance is like that, and there is no romance that doesn't contain some portion of this, even when it is between the transitive human and the divine. Cat and mouse, that might not be the right way to put it, but it still leaves you with a feeling that there is some element very similar to that at work. Of course, in the human transitive with the divine, it's all about achieving greater degrees of surrender and reliance, and no matter what we may think or how free our hearts may want to be or how far we think they are free, that's not something we would know. We can only be informed when the time comes for us to be informed, and we can only get there by going through whatever seemingly endless changes, disappointments, reassurances, whatever, that we have to go through to get to that point. I know I've mentioned endurance a lot. I wouldn't want anyone to get the impression that I think endurance is more important than what I actually mean when I mention it. Endurance is actually one of the primary engines of love. One thing I can say with assurance, and which I believe is echoed in every scripture, in the works of all the real poets as well, is that love endures. Nothing endures like love. So when I say endure, just endure, I'm talking about love. Often when I say one thing, I'm trying to say another, but sometimes it's better when the point gets made by the person reading or listening than by the simple and direct statement on my part. Sometimes simple and direct leaves no room for the person on the other end to make their own conclusions, which they might well come to in an entirely different and unique way than my simply stating it could make it happen. In some ways, I am aware of the truth of this because I've had it happen quite a few times. As I was saying before, I've had certain things happen a lot. I've had them happen so often that I don't doubt them at all. I may have to deal with all kinds of things and all this cat and mouse, and I may know less now than I did before, but the weight of all these experiences, they just can't be discounted. And one thing I've taken away from all of this is the power of love. I am in no position to speak of love with the power and authenticity of the masters and illuminated mystics who have had such a terrific impact on the human heart across the centuries. But what little I do know has proven to me the truth of love's endurance and selfless sacrifice against all odds, under the most desperate conditions, even at the cost of one's life and all the attendant loss that involves. I've seen where love and the determination and pursuit of it will confer protections upon the lover that nothing else can touch. I've seen love melt the hardest pride and selfish natures. I truly believe at this point that there is nothing that love cannot accomplish. I may not possess it in the quantity and quality that I might wish, but it's been there for moments long enough to see what it can do. The problem with most people is their definition of love is based on the degree that they understand it. People compromise the meaning and power of love and a great many other things based on the amount of self-interest that's at work within them. Higher love, much more so divine love, is far beyond the understanding of the common mind. Divine love is beyond the capacity of any mortal mind to understand, and it is possible that it is far beyond immortal minds because it reaches beyond the capacity of sight and pursuit, the distance of pursuit. I believe one can move forever in any direction of the boundless reach of love and never come to the end of it. Kali Yuga is hard. And no matter how difficult it may have been for any of us in our time here, we're basically only talking about one lifetime at the moment. However long this seems to have been going on, and all the conclusions and hardwired memories we have taken away from this life, it's just this one life so far as most of us remember, and it's not over or you wouldn't be still listening to this. Given what I'm talking about when I started out and given what God talked about on the way to recent things here, and this most recent thing about Kali Yuga and this being just this one life that's puzzling and sometimes depressing us, occasionally reassuring us, and well, sometimes hopefully illuminating us, what that's about is perspective. You hear that word a lot, and like a lot of words, they start to sound like just words after a while, and they lose their meaning. That's really unfortunate. So I want to get back to perspective. That's about all about how we look at things and the position we assumed over all the other positions and places from which to view it all. For some reason, we chose the one we employ, and if things don't feel like we think they ought to, then maybe we took the wrong perspective. Some of that has to do with our planets, and some of that has to do with what happened to us as a result of the situations our planets put us in, because we were more ruled by them than the love that moves the planets. The idea is to get behind appearances to where the primal viewer sits, so that we can share in the vision and viewpoint of the One. That is the destiny of everyone for whom love becomes the supreme motivation and goal, and who endures through whatever they get put through to achieve it. We've all been told or heard that, well, we're not given more than we can bear. And there's probably none of us that haven't thought at one point or another that that may not be true. I can surely say that I have felt that way more than once. But at this point, I don't have any choice anyway. I can't go back. I can't go sideways unless I'm forced to for the purpose of demonstration. Because for one reason or another, I must need more demonstrations or appear to need more demonstrations. I know it's hard to understand. Hard for me to understand a lot of the time. There have been occasions when I was sure that things were not going to go well for me, either here or later on. I've been put in enough positions to feel that way, while at the same time being assured there's no way that was true or that was going to happen. From a number of points of view, it makes absolutely no sense. And it keeps right on doing that well beyond what someone like me is able to process or accept. And maybe that's the problem too. I mean, that should be a point right there, correct? Acceptance, one's capacity to get it. You know, to have it get them to the point, you know, where they don't have to get it anymore because they've been gotten. However that works. The thing is, well, some of us are going to make our way along traditional lines, and some of us are going to have to pass through territory that only the truly mad will venture into. We arrive at the same place. There's no shame or error in either. Some people can't take certain things, and some people need to see them. It's like the goddess. For some, she looks like Mother Mary, or one of the other seemingly tame, reserved, and beautiful personifications. And some of us get to meet her as Smashantara or Kali. Well, I can speak for the latter, as well as for the area of madness from which no mind ever returned sane again. I suppose this sort of thing is a faith maker for those of us without the tortoise discipline of consistent and dedicated effort. I have a friend, well, I can hardly call him a friend since I haven't seen him in decades, but we do communicate occasionally and talk sometimes, and it's just like it ever was when we do it, and he's risen without interruption through the ranks. He's a gifted artist as well, who has sold millions of books and has a stable and serene life. I, on the other hand, have gone places where no rational person would go and have come around to another means and mechanism of sharing whatever it is that I have, which may be of some value, and it's not for me to decide what that is. I don't need to share what I've seen and been through. It's not relevant to what gets said now, and certainly it isn't a path or a guideline for anyone else. Except, I mean, I know there are others out there, but... well, as I said, no need to go into that. It's just an indication that God may well await in every direction. Though you might not always be happy with what you find, unless love is leading you as you go. Well, I think I've said what I had to say. I hope this is effective, and I hope I didn't make too much of myself at the expense of whatever good my real intentions might have been. I'll just say we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. So may you find what you truly seek in whatever way becomes necessary for the acquisition of it. And that said, Hare Krishna. Greetings, Lord Jesus Christ. Alhamdulillah. Om Amitabha. Aloha and Aru.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.